Hello, I'm Henry Ranga, and with me is my wife, Pam Ranga.
Hello.
And our dog, Monty, who's going to be with us on some of these tapes and videos. So we are here to talk about fellowship and hospitality ministry.
Yes.
Now, if we look back at our life, fellowship and hospitality ministry was hugely important.
It was.
And what were some of the reasons we found it so crucial to have a great theological and practical skill level understanding of these two topics? If you look back, what are some of the things that strike you?
Well, having a welcoming attitude, a welcoming presence to people, saying, hey, you know, who haven't met you before, being friendly, you have that, and then inviting them into your home if you want to get to know them more deeply and help them feel even more welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, opening your home and your life to them.
In a lot of ways, these are skills and understandings
yes.
that are essential for doing effective ministry. We've seen a lot of things in 4 decades of doing ministry, and a lot of the troubles that people have relate to their lack of understanding of fellowship or hospitality. Or they weren't trained in their home. Their home did not get some of these skills growing up, and they have to actually learn them somewhere along the way.
Right. They don't feel as comfortable, and so it's good to learn how to be more comfortable with that.
So Pam and I are going to share our thoughts and biblical study and skill study and reflect our also experience of years of applying the principles of fellowship and hospitality ministry. So welcome aboard, and our little poodle will join us as we go through these teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the biblical view, and this is an introductory section, and the biblical view,
how we approach other relationships is in fellowship and hospitality.
So here's some Bible passages, and I have 3 translations here: the NIV, the ESV, and the KJV.
Okay, Romans 12:13 NIV: share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. ESV: contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. KJV: distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality.
Now there's one word in there. Notice the word koinonia,
uh-huh.
after the word share or
yeah.
contribute or distributing. And look, notice the word philoxenia, word
philoxenia.
Which,
mm-hmm.
so practice hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Now in this passage, it's really interesting on that Romans passage, because in a sense it has both of those concepts using the actual Greek word that we're going to study in this class.
Right.
So did you notice a distinction between those two words in that one passage? Was it clear to you? It wasn't clear to me for all the readings. Was it clear
probably
to you?
Probably not at first glance, but you've talked to me about this.
And you proofread the slide, so maybe we should get to the next slide here. And really then.
Okay. So fellowship is a shared special friendship with those you know, your partners. So it's with people you know. And then hospitality is sharing friendship behaviors with people you do not know or that are newer to you. They're your potential partners in ministry. Those you do not know or do not know well.
So the distinction in that Roman passage is really for those who are in your group, that's more fellowship, koinonia.
Right.
But for those who are not in your group, practice hospitality.
Right.
I think that's a fascinating way to think of it. As we begin this class, to have sort of 2 categories, those you know and those you don't know. And here in one passage, we see the essence, the foundation of the biblical view.
Right.
Now, is it sort of true that some of us feel more comfortable with fellowship and others feel more comfortable with hospitality? In other words, some feel more comfortable with people we already know.
Right.
And some feel very comfortable with meeting new people.
Right.
So it's really in our marriage, you know, we probably reflect a little bit of that divide, wouldn't you say? I mean, you're
we
more comfortable.
Thought we were
divided. No, we're not divided. No, but I mean, gifted wise, I feel that you really.
I
love this. This is what I have. I have such a adorable marriage. And this is my girl, my woman.
No, it is true. I being a more introverted and early on more shy person. Yeah, new people were more intimidating to me. Those people I knew I was already kind of comfortable with, and I felt like I could be more open with them. And so you're right, and you were great with both groups. So.
Yeah, well, I understand, but yeah. I think I am much kind of knit together. If I go into a restaurant or go into a church,
you love
and
meeting new people.
I do. I mean, practice hospitality in the sense of meeting new people, making them feel welcome.
Yeah.
And for us, it's been a beautiful combination. Now, if you're thinking about ministry, or you might have that combination in your marriage. Now, if you don't have that combination in your marriage, or you have a little of this and a little of that, it's still a strategy. In ministry, we're looking at our lives strategically.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Lord, who are we?
Yes.
So what that means in practical, as you get into the subject, as you go through this teaching, ask yourself, you know, am I more this way? Am I more that way? If I'm married, is my spouse more this way or that way? If I'm single, how do the traits of covering the bases of existing people you know and new people you're yet to know, how can strategically in ministry that combination work itself? Because sometimes they're in conflict. For instance, I'm in the mood to meet new people and get more, and then it's like we already have existing people who already know, or we have to have a balance. So there's even strategy wise.
It's been a busier time or something, and I'm kind of like, oh, okay.
Right. All of those.
You know, you say, okay, Lord, give me what I need to do those things, and He does.
Now it's interesting in the Greek world, the Greek and Roman world, the meaning of the word koinonia was fellowship is a friendship that's a byproduct of partnering. Fellows are together in something. So in our next presentation, we're going to dive into fellowship as our first topic here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting kind of in this first session, the Greek world was sort of like very cliquish, you know, it's people you already know.
Right.
But it was a byproduct of an association, more so.
Okay.
Unless you were born in a family, of course, there was a fellowship in a family. But very much it was connected to something you have in common. And that was when that Greek word was used, koinonia. It was then said and brought further that in Christ, that commonality changes the whole world. So in our next presentation, Pam, we're going to dive deep into fellowship. So you're introduced. I think this is going to be an incredible mini course.
Yes.
I think we're going to share many interesting thoughts. I know when we were researching this and proofreading all this and everything, we even were reminded of some of the things that we've shared over the years and learned a few new things ourselves.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard
to
this mini course on fellowship, hospitality, and our role in these things.